regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, you're about to do it now. Look at that. You're going to do it. It's going to be great. Heather Borges is here, and I have been waiting to interview you. And quite frankly, if it sounds like I haven't reached out, a lot of it is because I knew we were going to be stopping in Stratford, and I wanted to meet you in person. You are, in the present day, Heather, I don't know if you agree with this, you are probably one of the more popular superintendents, at least in our listening area. You have teachers who love you, people in town who love you. So I am very excited to get to know your story and talk about why you love being, you were the acting superintendent, but soon the permanent superintendent of schools here in Stratford. Welcome to WICC.
Thank you.
It's great to meet you. And first of all, I love your story. You were a paraeducator. That's what started your career, and it was here in Stratford.
Nope, I was actually a paraeducator in New Hampshire.
You were?
That's
oh, wow.
That's where I came from.
You were a northern girl like me.
I love it.
Well, I'm from Connecticut. I shouldn't say that. I am born and raised Connecticut, but I lived in Vermont for 10 years, so I always think half of my heart is in Vermont. That's where I had my son. But you're a New Hampshire girl.
Yes.
I love that.
I was a theater major basketball player for college.
You are so cool. I already knew that, but my God, okay, that's awesome.
So
you were like the female Troy Bolton,
from
High School Musical,
right? But then I volunteered for a unified sport event in New Hampshire, and I just fell in love with all the kids. So while I was getting my master's, I started as a paraeducator, and then I got my master's in education.
That's incredible.
So I began teaching, and I taught special education for, I think, 15 years.
Wow.
In different capacities. And I came to Connecticut.
Well, we're glad that we have you. And special education is something that's so near and dear to my heart. My brother is on the spectrum, and he's incredible. He's actually here at the diner. He's right there with the red hair. That's him. He's amazing. Yeah, he's sitting right there. And we're so proud of him. And so that's incredible. And how in the world did you go from paraeducator all the way up to now superintendent of schools in Stratford?
It was a long journey, but I love education. So I think it all stemmed from making a difference with kids. And I loved working as a paraeducator. They are such a valued member of our community, and what they do for our students, it's irreplaceable, right? I then wanted a little bit more. I wanted to have control of my own classroom. I wanted to write the stories. And mostly I wanted to save disengaged kids, kids that were at risk and possibly going to not make it through. So I started working with our at-risk youth that suffer from disabilities that are emotional disabilities. And I did that for a bunch of years. And then I said, oh, well, there's this leadership position as a department head for special ed. Maybe I should try that. So I did that in Milford, which is a teaching position. So you're a teaching department head in Milford to do that. And
wow.
I ran the special education department. And then I said, oh, I think I can do even more. I think I like a lot of this. And an assistant principal position opened up at Stratford High School. And I worked under a wonderful principal, Joe Corso, who's now a principal in Wallingford. And I got to really learn the lay of the land. And what was most transformational for me in that position was learning how to work with students and discipline better. So I became restorative trained, and eventually after Joe left, Jack Delapiano came in, and he allowed me to be the only person who dealt with discipline 9th through 12th grade.
Wow.
So I got to really work with the students, work with the families, work with the teachers. That's where I started to build my relationship with the teachers, because initially they were like, what do you mean I'm going to do a circle with these students that just disrupted my class? I'm like, okay, we're gonna, let's do it.
Yeah, the teachers love you. We had teachers on in the 6 o'clock hour. They love you.
They learned to really enjoy that. And then I realized that if I ever wanted to go further, I needed to delve into elementary. So I became an elementary principal.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed that. You walk into a kindergarten class, and it was like my favorite. I'd walk in and they'd go, Mrs. Gorgeous. And I was like, it's gorgeous, but I'm going to take that.
I love that. You should just run with that, because they're not wrong.
Right.
So
it was just absolutely
amazing.
Fantastic, right?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that journey, and I worked with Janet Robinson, and I was really young, and she was like, hey, you're going to be a superintendent. I said, no, I'm not. But I would love to go learn. So she took me to AASA meetings, and she allowed me, even in my lower positions, to really engage with the work and learn.
Wow.
And then the special ed job opened, and it was my dream job. I had been planning my whole life to be the director of special ed. That was going to be where I landed and stayed forever.
Ha ha ha. Well, nope, you didn't. Because you were just named permanent superintendent earlier this year. Congratulations. Amazing.
I love people.
Yeah, you could tell.
It felt, sometimes jobs find you. And that's really how I ended up in this job, is initially I was just going to help out because we needed somebody and I care about Stratford and I wanted to keep everybody in a calm place and I wanted them to know that regardless of what we were going through, our children were going to come first.
Yeah.
And we could do this and we can be strong and we can do hard things and everybody can work together. Then the job found me and that's where the tides turned and I said, okay, my dad always said to me, you need to do every job to the best of your ability, whether it's the one you wanted or you didn't. And then if it's doing good for the world, you need to keep doing it.
I love your dad. What an amazing perspective.
Yes.
That's incredible.
He's a good guy.
I mean, in the thing that I think is really unique about you as well, Heather, and I know you can't be too specific, right? I mean, we're dealing with an education crisis in our country. We've got shortages everywhere.
Yeah.
But Stratford is insanely lucky to have you because you get it. And right now, I would say the special education and paraprofessionals, especially for years, it's not just since COVID, for years has been one of the first, if not the first thing on the chopping block, then arts programs, things like that. I will never understand it because I have perspective.
Right.
And I love the fact that you're now in a leadership position where you have that perspective.
Right.
And so I feel like the work's not done, right? But it's no coincidence that this was the year that Stratford felt like we haven't had a protest when that hasn't been the case for about 9 years.
Right.
There's a big reason for that. And I think, you know, leadership, it starts with leadership. And so what you're doing for Stratford is incredible. And I very much look forward to having more continued conversations. What do you look forward to? Certainly the school year is coming to a close. You're going to be coming back in the fall as the permanent superintendent. What are some of your goals?
We are a very energetic group, and we have a lot of goals, but we've already started them, right? So I think the positive for me is that I've been lucky enough to be able to do this job for the whole year as the acting superintendent, and we actually just got recognized as one of 12 districts for an AI award because we put a task force together to really work on our policy and to make sure we had an appropriate rollout so that we are using this tool to support both our staff and our students in a way that is ethically appropriate with guardrails. And we are excited to be on that adventure. So we are one of 12. It's a Pinterest ISTE organization that's going to be leading the way. And we are one of the 12 districts in the U.S. that are going to be part of it.
Wow.
So we're excited. So we're going to definitely dive into AI. We are right on track with our cell phone policy. It's passed its first read with the Board of Education, and it hopefully will pass the second read and get approved in June. And we are going to start rolling that out with families over the summer. So over the summer, we're going to be having coffee chats and conversations with the superintendents and the assistant superintendents so we can start to bring families in to help them understand how they can partner with us.
That is so cool.
It's going to be great because we have to partner together.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to work with our teachers and our administrators because some of the downfall in education with policies is the implementation of them. The policy looks beautiful on paper, but we have to be able to implement it in our buildings.
And there's such division, unfortunately, between the families of the students and the actual academics.
And you have to get that buy-in.
Yeah, you
do. So that buy-in means I need to be face-to-face with you.
Totally.
You know, that was the same way we handled the Esser Cliff, is we had to make hard decisions like everybody else, but they saw my face. Mm. It wasn't a letter.
Right.
I acknowledged you as a human. And that I was sad to see us have to part from those services that were so beneficial to students.
That's a big deal.
But if you're not willing to do that, then you just don't belong in these roles. That's the truth of it, because it takes all of us to be able to move forward.
Well, I hope, Heather Borges, it's not just the face-to-face conversations you're going to have with Stratford residents. I would love to continue having you on the show. I think there are some really exciting things rolling out for education in Stratford, and it's always a continued conversation, and so I would love to have you back on the show really soon.
Despite that I was a theater major, I'm a little shy, but I will do my best.
Listen, I get it. I work in radio. I hate public speaking. I literally cannot get up in public speak in front of anybody, so I get it, and you're good. You are safe with me, and I look forward to having you back on the show really soon.
I would come back anytime.
Thank you so much. Superintendent of Schools here, Heather Borges, we appreciate it.
I appreciate you.